says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too.
Welcome,
ain't
folks.
Too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the Trump Phenomenon here on September 24th, 2019. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next exciting 60 minutes. And you can help relieve the boredom with your phone call at 800-313-9443. What are we talking about? Hey, I like the way they say it in New Jersey. Donald Trump. That's what I'm talking about. So the if you're sick of Trump, well, this is not the show for you, and I apologize. But well, no, I don't apologize. Anyway, the another great 24 hours in the Trump era, really. It just keeps coming. And so we'll enjoy it. We'll try to savor it. What was that ad for? Was it Gallo or something? No wine before it's time. Donald Trump is like a fine wine. Anyway, it just keeps getting better and better. What I think is the best story, you let me know what you think the best story is. I think the best story is the, I believe, incredible screw up by the demon rats in launching this impeachment inquiry. So they're putting a fine point on it. It's an inquiry. And in conjunction with their latest scamola, which is the Ukrainian witch hunt. And I think this is going to blow up big time. Now, the good news is this. I love this. There's a tweet. Well, I'll read the tweet right away. But the whole thing derives from rumor, really. There's not even a first-hand witness, apparently. There's a third or a second-hand witness, which is no witness at all. Rumor. This is rumor-mongering. And it's actually just hoping against hope that somehow Donald Trump said something that would embarrass himself in his phone call with Volodymyr Zelensky, the new president of Ukraine. And Let me just look up Zelensky. He's been the president since May of this year, so he's brand new. Volodymyr Oleksandrovich Zelensky. And there's that Ukrainian formation where they put two Y's in his actual name. He has two Y's at the end of his name. I love that. Anyway, well, today Donald Trump said, I have now authorized, the demon rats were counting on the president to not want his phone conversation to be released for whatever, you know, hoping there'd be something in there that would cause the president to say, no, I can't release that conversation. There are all kinds of reasons such a thing could be in a phone conversation. It was apparently, I believe, his first conversation with Zelensky. Well, today, the president said, no, we're releasing this thing. I've authorized Mike Pompeo to get the whole transcript that I hope maybe the recording, how about that, huh? And release it. And here's what's going to happen, folks. There's nothing there. There's no there there. So the demon rats are going to really have stepped in it, making this whole impeachment noise. And then we're going to, the president says, this conversation is a 10, meaning a 10 on a scale of 10, meaning it's squeaky clean. It's Eagle Scout quality. And so I'm just looking forward to that. And that should be, that release of that transcript probably be something within, if he's authorized the release, it should be within the next 24 hours. If it's not already released as we speak, if any of you are more current than I am, if you're keeping more minute to minute up to date, let me know. I'd love to read that transcript on the air. But this might be Nancy Pelosi's, what would you say, her Donnybrook. No, that's, Donnybrook's not good, because that was a, that's a, not a good metaphor, actually. What's a, her Waterloo. This may be the end for Nancy Pelosi and for the demon rats and for the 2020, there any of their hopes in the 2020 election. And if it goes well enough, if Donald Trump can sweep in on his coattails, you know, 30 or so Republican congressmen and women, hey, we're back in business, but now without the stupid dummy Paul Ryan, the rhino, get my animals straight here, the rhino Paul Ryan. So that would mean we'd have 4 years with a Republican Senate, a Republican House, an on-fire president with the decks cleared, the enemy just devastated. Donald Trump, boy, what he could accomplish in those 4 years. Wonderful, huh? Anyway, so that's the big story today. We may come across some other smaller stories that we really want to latch on to. And this fellow, Volodymyr Alexandrovich Zelensky, he's an interesting, what would you say? He's a real card. He's a comedian, an actual comedian. But he did get a degree in law prior to his stand-up comedy life. And so there you go. But he also, Zelensky, let's read the president's tweet. Let's get it from the commander-in-chief himself. You know, if Pocahontas were to win the presidency, well, she wouldn't win the presidency. Any demon rat that is declared president after a stolen 2020 election would not have won the presidency. They would have stolen it. Donald Trump is the commander-in-chief. Bill Clinton was the commander-in-briefs. President Elizabeth Warren would be simply the chief, as in with her war tomahawk. What does she say she is? A Cherokee, a Comanche, not a Comanche. I know not that. Oh, I didn't give my salute to Indians. I promised yesterday. One of the greatest patriots I've ever had a privilege of meeting was, in fact, a Comanche, David Yeagley, Yeagley. I'm sad he's gone now. He died too young. But David Yeagley was the grandson of a Comanche war chief. And I love the way he said it. He said, come on, you white guys, snap out of it. You know, you beat us Indians fair and square. We fought as hard as we could. You beat us. We Indians appreciate that. You beat us as warriors. We beat you in some fights. You beat us in other fights. We lost the war, and you overwhelmed us. And this land is now your land. You won it. Isn't that refreshing to hear him say that? And he said, and you've done wonderful things with it. Which I love, David Yeagley, you know, Comanche, descendant of a chief. So he's a chief caliber guy. And he said, snap out of it. Stop groveling. Stop cowering. Stop sniveling. Stand up like men and claim your birthright. Claim your country. It is yours. Your ancestors fought my ancestors nobly. Great heroism on both sides. Like, think of the battle at the Little Bighorn. Can you imagine how those, what was it? Troop F? What was the name of Custer's unit there? Can you imagine how those men fought and died? I mean, and I think the Indians who fought there, there were some expressions of respect for how those men fought. But your ancestors would be ashamed of you, the way you're acting, the way you're cowering in front of people, invaders. You're letting people invade your land. No, do, and here's what real Indian, David Yeagley said. He said, do as my ancestors did, fight to the death to defend your land. And don't lose. Win. There's Donald Trump right there. Boy, I salute and I admire the way Indians, what did Indians do in general? You know, most of the tribes fought like hell. And then having lost, also like David Yeagley, they continued to be warriors and continued to be honorable men, recognizing the valor of their foe, recognizing the virtue of their foe. So David Yeagley, you know, he doesn't walk around in war paint. He doesn't ride on a horse. Actually, the Indians got the horses from the conquistadors, so they didn't even have horses. He didn't drag his family around on a skid. No, he drove a nice new car that our civilization produced, and he appreciated. And so, anyway, let's go to. Did you hear that talk of that? Little girl from, was she from Sweden, who gave a presentation, a tearjerker, pathetic, whining presentation at the UN. What a thing. Grown-ups having a child lecture them on science. Unbelievable. By the way, there's a great headline today. I haven't read it. We may read it together on the air. 500 scientists issue a letter calling the global warming hoax a hoax. I'll go to that in a minute. But let's go to the president right now. Here he is. Let me get my message board up in case any of you call in. All right. Here's what he has to say. Let me hit refresh. He has... 3 hours ago, he's got a great one, which I won't play right now. Here, I will play it. Here it is, because he just tweeted it to us. Oh, here's another one from 1 hour ago. He says, Secretary of State Pompeo received permission from Ukraine government to release the transcript of the telephone call I had with their president. That's Volodymyr Zelensky. They don't know either. That is, the Ukrainians don't know either what the big deal is, a total witch hunt scam by the Democrats. And by the way, this sounds very vainglorious, but Ukraine, as a sort of a nation state, goes back to Kievan Rus in the 9th century AD. And I am a descendant of those Norwegians who established the Kievan Rus. They were the first czars. So there's czar blood running in my veins. But in any event, I'm very interested to meet this latest leader of Ukraine or find out more about Volodymyr Zelensky, who apparently gets along famously with President Trump. A total witch hunt scam, he says. Presidential harassment. He says they never even saw the transcript of the call. A total witch hunt. Pelosi, Nadler, Schiff, and of course, Maxine Waters. Can you believe this? Democrats personally had to ruin the UN, his successful UN visit, and demean it with more breaking news, witch hunt, garbage. so bad for our country. There you have that. He says more about the call. This, I'll tell you, folks, he's going to clean their clocks on this one. That's my prediction. You will see, he says, I am currently at the United Nations representing our country, but have authorized the release tomorrow. So he authorized this yesterday of the complete. No, this is 7 hours ago today. So he's going to release it tomorrow. So you can be sure we'll be talking about that on this show. Fully declassified. Oh, great. And unredacted. So there's nothing blanked out. So the demon rats can say, oh, he redacted 10 words. Oh, that's where he said the bad thing. No, unredacted, folks. Transcript of my phone conversation with President Zelensky of Ukraine. You will see it was a very friendly and totally appropriate call. No pressure. And unlike Joe Biden and his son, no. He puts that in caps, quid pro quo. This is nothing more than a continuation of the greatest and most destructive witch hunt of all time. Ah, I love that. And then here, for all you folks out there of a libertarian bent who love the Paul family, Ron and Rand, here's a great tweet from Rand Paul, retweeted by the president. Donald Trump, this is Senator Rand Paul speaking of Kentucky. Donald Trump is showing that real strength and statesmanship can coexist with restraint. America is unquestionably the mightiest military power in the world and can win any military conflict. President Trump is wise to evaluate what is and is not in our national interest. Isn't that beautiful? That was worth the price of your ticket right there. That is so beautiful. You know, I devoted years to Ron Paul's campaign. It's so beautiful to see the Paul phenomenon come into sync so beautifully with the Trump phenomenon. And thank you, Senator Rand Paul. And of course, you know what he's doing with that tweet. Rand Paul is praising the president certainly. He's also, of course, urging the president with praise. You know, he is wise. he has real strength. He has statesmanship. He has restraint. Oh, that's great, Rand. And he wants to make sure the president notices what he's being praised for there by Senator Rand Paul. I love that. So all you libertarians out there who are having any trouble with Donald Trump, you could, there's your, there's one of your heroes, Senator Rand Paul, saying Kelso's right. And all the rest of us, Trump fans are right when saying he is a peace president. Let's see here. Now, this is great. This is a great, I mean, this might be part of the art of the deal. This might be a beautiful setup by Donald Trump. He knows the call is completely innocent. So he, a day ago, he C-SPAN asked him, question, you can authorize to release the transcript. Will you do that? Then the president said a day ago, I can do it very easily, but I'd rather not do it from the standpoint of all of the other conversations I have. I may do it because it was a very innocent call. And I'm reading it the colloquial way it was said. But see, that may be the teaser that got Nancy Pelosi to bite. Donald Trump threw the bait out there and the barracuda Pelosi bit. The dumbass. And she's going to pay for it. We'll be right back after this break, and then we'll go to Rodney in Illinois. The free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Couldn't figure out how to mute. I was listening to, I hadn't heard it before, other than just little clips. But again, the greatest journalist of all, Donald Trump. Yes, big bad Donald John Trump does the best job of reporting the real news. He includes a clip of Greta Thunberg. And it's my gosh. You know, the and then the president's totally, you know, the girl actually stopped eating at age 8 and then went into, she's been diagnosed with mutism, stopped talking, stopped eating, became totally depressed at age 8 about the world, the sky is falling, the world is collapsing. You know, there she is in Sweden. There is one bad thing happening in Sweden, which is her country is being overwhelmed with Africans and Middle Easterners by the millions in her little country. And if she were rationally concerned about the environment, the first thing she would notice about Sweden is the best thing we could do to help the environment in Sweden, your environment, young lady, is get all those people back to Africa and back to the Middle East, every one of them. And guess what? Stockholm, Malmo, be much better cities immediately. Far more improvement would be thereby gained than if you banned plastic straws, or as she did, to visit the UN to give her this ridiculous speech that she gives. Here, I'll play it just for a second. She went on a wind-powered yacht or a solar-powered yacht. Oh my, what do they call that? Virtue signaling? But then they had to have a special crew flown over to sail the eco ship back to Sweden. Okay. All right. That's virtue signaling.
My message is that we'll be watching you.
Brett.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here.
Correct.
I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet I'm one of the lucky ones.
You've stolen my childhood. No comment about all of the Somalians, Syrians, Pakistanis invading her country. No, she's going to talk about plastic straws. The plastic straws stole her childhood.
People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
Okay. Now, folks, this is clearly a girl who is, you know, she needs help. But she's regarded by the left as a Joan of Arc.
And all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
And she's addressing the UN. I mean, you know, that's an amazing thing, is it not? How dare you?
For more than 30 years, the science has been crystal clear. How dare you continue to look away and come here saying that you're doing enough when the politics and solutions needed are still nowhere in sight?
Oh, for 30 years, the science has been crystal clear. In a moment here, we'll go to a story of 500 scientists who would tell Ms. Thunberg that she's sorely mistaken. Let's go back to I lost the president's account there. Let's go back to it. Here we are back with the president, and let me update. He says,
then came the day at the bottom of
Hey, there's more than more. We'll go to Rodney here right after this break. Stay tuned.
And everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Back, folks. Hey, let's talk to Rodney there in Illinois. Rodney, what's on your mind?
Am I on?
Yes.
Great. Oh, I'm waiting for the beep. James, I was listening to RBN earlier, and somebody called in about Trump, and they mentioned a executive order that Trump signed that was significant. And, you know, being halfway aware of what was going on, I made note of it, and I'm suggesting to you, Jamie, can you catalog every executive order that Trump has published?
Yes.
And it's
online now. It's online now. There is a complete list of all of his executive orders. I don't have it in front of me now, but it's just a search for complete list Trump executive orders. It's all there, date, the text, everything.
OK, Okay, well, that's kind of like the Federal Register, you know. But anyhow, this caller mentioned one in particular, which I can't give the number, and the gist of his comment was he gave us back our republic, and it's up to us to, if you want it back, here it is. That was the gist. And I don't know the number, but I'm thinking, well, this caller picked up on it somehow. And
well, yeah, there are, Rodney, there are treasures in Donald Trump. He has executive orders. He also has memoranda, which also have a great legal clout. And the not all of it is executive orders, but they're brilliant, brilliantly crafted documents that will, in fact, that they he's building a future for us. And these he's thinking very, as I mentioned, with this executive order, actually, I'm writing on the back of it right now. I used it as the basis for a show, Executive Order 13791 of April 2017. He'd been in office 95 days, and he issued an order. He says, by authority vested in me as president, he says, he issues an order to every employee of the Education Department saying, it shall be the policy of the executive branch to protect and preserve state and local control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, and personnel of educational institutions, schools, and school systems. And he goes on to talk about the fact that, you know, there's nothing in the Constitution about the education as a federal realm.
Yeah.
And he's done this. He's done this in many, many areas. He's done it with the environment. He's done it with – he is clearing the federal government – in many, many areas. I'm just what I'm saying. The breadth and depth of the man is such that, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But yes. Yeah. We talked about that. You know, I'm a veteran homeschooler, and, you know, I celebrate and I congratulate you for your efforts, and I wish you well, and I hope your audience from now forever, you know, takes your your example, you know, which I did. I took previous examples. I took their examples, and I went with it. And yes, and I did that, and I influenced others. And you're doing it, but I'm thinking about these executive orders. How can they be cataloged?
Okay, well, they are. I'm sorry I don't have it. I should have. I'll endeavor here. Maybe before the show's over, I can get the exact website up. I think it might be inside of Wikipedia. I was just looking at it. I printed this one off of that website. They're all there day by day, and you'll be amazed. It's like every day there's something. Many days there's more than one really important order or memorandum. And but let me say this to encourage you even further, Rodney. The best is yet to come. Donald Trump, I don't think, has even broken into his stride yet, because he's had to jostle coming out of the gate. He's had all of his dirty jockeys all around him bashing his horse and trying to knock him off of his horse. And, you know, when he's about to break into the clear, and watch this racehorse run when he breaks into the clear. And
You know, how do we give impetus to his run? You know he's doing it. Yeah,
Well, doing it right here. Your participation in RBN. Trump has created something called the Trump Movement, and that is the Trump Movement, and whatever name you give it, and everybody that's participating in what you're doing right now, you're part of that movement. I'm part of that movement. We haven't been formally enlisted, or, you know, we don't have chapter meetings yet. But I'll tell you what, Kelso predicts. I'm looking into my crystal ball here, and here's what I see. I see chapter meetings, folks. I see the Trump Movement being nationwide, thousands of chapters, millions of members. Donald Trump is the leader. And may he live on well into his 90s. May he live to be a centenarian. And as clear-headed as he is now, he's in his prime. He's just getting started. And that movement, that patriot movement, is what will save our people. If we may save the whole country, you know, hey, it could happen. But
I take exception that you offer that Trump is going to hold the potentate part in that. There's more to it than that, James.
Well, I hear you. This is worth discussing. We broached this subject before, and it's worth discussing. I'll give you an example of a great man, Rand Paul. He's a great man, and he is capable of great leadership. So maybe someone like Rand Paul could fill those Donald Trump boots. Maybe he could. Or maybe a council of half a dozen people of Rand Paul's caliber and Jim Jordan of Ohio. Maybe such a council of really great men and women, Jeanine Pirro, maybe they could fulfill this role. So we don't know how it will work out. As it stands,
they're not a name. It's not a name, James. It's not a name.
Okay, I see what you're saying. You're saying it's an idea.
We're not looking for a blank and fill in the name. It is what is right. What is right? What is wrong? No, we're going to focus on what is right. I am a parent. I am responsible for the future generations, and you're enjoying that. I've enjoyed that.
Well, okay,
you
so
know,
let me
that blank
me,
is not filled in by a name, not Trump.
Okay,
I don't hate Trump.
I hear you. Let me try to please you with putting it this way then. For something to be a reality, it has to have a name. And something that's completely inchoate and nameless is never going to – you've got to have a name for something for it to be a reality. So there has to be a name to this phenomenon, as scientists observe phenomenon.
Well, the founding fathers called it self-government.
Well, okay. But there's something new has happened in our world, and it is the Trump phenomenon. This is something new. And Donald Trump has presented it in all of its glory, in all of these different aspects. It will be documented. It is happening right now. People like Jeanine Pirro, they're writing books like crazy. The books are flying off the, off the presses of people celebrating, saluting, cataloging, documenting the Trump phenomenon. So that is, yes, it will be a movement. Maybe there won't be someone who is. I'm just saying, as long as Donald Trump is alive, boy, I'll tell you what, he's going to be. And I see you have an aversion to getting all excited about a leader. And that's okay. That's a libertarian instinct. That's a good
Not
Scottish
me.
Instinct.
You're the one with that problem.
Yes, I am. Well, but, you may be a Scot like me, okay? And Scots are very hard to lead.
I'm a direct descendant of John the Martyr, the very first Marian martyr.
I'm a descendant of Robert the Bruce. And I love that in that movie William Wallace, he's trying to rally the troops to fight the English. And, Scots are very, very independent minded. But in any event, it's hard to get us to follow a leader. But I'll tell you what, when we do, it's a thing to behold. And
come back to your family. Have a family.
Yeah.
Come back to your family. Have a family. Raise some kids.
Yeah. Well, now let me go back to the news. And Rodney, thank you very much for your call there from
All
Illinois.
Right. Thanks,
I love you, brother. Thank you. We've got Ken in New York. Maybe we'll be able to squeeze him in. Ken, stay there. Let me just see what I'm missing here that is really wonderful that's happening right now. Here's I'm just updating the president's tweets to see if he's got something really fresh for us. He's got some stuff here. This Let me see what some of the important things that have happened today. He's all over this latest mistake of the Democrats. His approval rating has risen again to 54%. It's the highest it's ever been. God, I can't wait to see that transcript tomorrow. I hope it comes out tonight. Let's see here. Let's go to Breitbart and see what they're covering. Oh, there's a great article here. Peter Schweitzer, the guy who wrote Clinton Cash, and he also wrote a more recent book. I have it. I'm trying to remember the title. Anyway, he details unprecedented Hunter Biden China deal. $1.5 billion of corruption by Joe Biden. Oh, I'm loving that. And here's a nice article. Washington Post readers have never heard of the Biden scandals. Well, of course not. Nobody in the fake news media has informed them of these scandals. That's your job, to answer Rodney's questions. What can we do? Yeah, let's get people alerted to this. There's one. Bernie unveils radical redistribution scheme. Billionaires should not exist. Here's a picture of Sean Spicer advancing on Dancing with the Stars in a lime green tango type suit. And I can really appreciate this as a sideline, just for fun. I had a girlfriend who love to dance, and so to impress her, I became a dance teacher at night, and it worked on her. Anyway, so I can appreciate this lime green tango dance suit. I taught tango at one point. The headlines. Oh, 500 scientists write a letter to the UN. Here, let's open this story, and maybe we can squeeze this in. This is at Breitbart. More than 500 scientists, this is addressed to this 16-year-old girl. What's your name again? Thunberg. More than 500 scientists in climate fields have sent a European climate declaration to the Secretary General asking for a long overdue, high-level open debate on climate change. Just as 16-year-old Swedish climate activist, not scientist, Greta Thunberg addressed the UN Climate Action Summit in New York, accusing world leaders of robbing her of her future. Scientists were begging the United Nations to keep hysteria from obscuring facts. And then here's a quote from the letter. Climate science should be less political, while climate policy should be more scientific. Scientists should openly address the uncertainties and exaggerations in their predictions of global warming, while politicians should dispassionately count the real benefits as well as the imagined costs of adaptation to global warming, and the real costs as well as the imagined benefits of mitigation. Here's a quote, you'll love this. There is no statistical evidence that global warming is intensifying hurricanes, floods, droughts, and such like natural disasters, or making them more frequent. However, CO2 mitigation measures are as damaging as they are costly. By the way, folks, we don't have time to get into it, but what is CO2, carbon dioxide? It's the most important and wonderful food on Earth. CO2 is the food of plant life. If you want your farm, if you're a farmer here in the upper Midwest and you want to have a double bumper crop in your greenhouse, pump in CO2. The strawberries will be as big as your fist. Your yield will be double. You're feeding the plants. If you want to kill your plants, reduce the CO2 content. CO2 mitigation measures are as damaging as they are costly. For instance, wind turbines kill birds and bats, and palm oil plantations destroy the biodiversity of the rainforests. There is no climate, here it is, quote, there is no climate emergency, Greta Thunberg. This is what they wrote. Therefore, there is no cause for panic. They didn't include her name, I added that, for panic and alarm. We strongly oppose the harmful and unrealistic net zero CO2 policy proposed for 2050. It is cruel as well as imprudent to advocate the squandering of trillions on the basis of results from immature models. Isn't that good? Well, we'll get some more of that. Maybe we'll get to Ken. Ken, hang in there. We'll maybe get to your call right after this break. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who
we're back, folks. This is our final segment, and thank you to Ken in New York for hanging on the line so long. Ken, you're on the air.
Yes, I think the caller was referring to someone earlier who said that Trump had signed an executive order having something to do with restoring de jure government as opposed to de facto government, if I understand it correctly.
He didn't use those words. Maybe that's it. What do you have for us on that, Ken?
Well, I just mentioned that was I didn't remember him saying that. I thought
he didn't refer to a specific order. So, but he'd like to see
No, I understand that, but the subject had to do with something about restoring de jure government. I don't remember if he mentioned that or not.
No, he didn't. And
okay,
so he'll call back. So. He'll call back, and he'll Rodney in Illinois. So,
no, he was referring to somebody else that he heard, and I heard the same call earlier today.
Okay. Okay. Well, he gave more information. Yeah. Well, now what is on your mind?
And that young woman that you had on earlier, the one that was really disjointed, is that the same woman that I saw an article about it, something about a Swedish woman?
Yes, Greta Thunberg. And let me give you, here's a little interesting fact. I used to sing opera and art songs in German and Italian and French. And so I can identify with this. Greta Thunberg's mother is Malena is her mother. And she's a beautiful woman. Greta, the little girl, is quite pretty herself, you know, and obviously quite smart. But her mother is beautiful and is a major international opera star. And get this, just get how silly her daughter is. Her daughter persuaded her mom to give up her international opera career because jets, she has to fly, obviously, to get it to places like the Staatsoper in Berlin, because they caused global warming. So she gave up her
international aviation. Then she should fly with Al Gore. No, he doesn't have any problem blowing thousands of gallons of aviation fuel.
Right. Well, she should fly on a perhaps a glider, fly by glider. But you know, the that somehow magically gets up to altitude by itself. But no, this is a woman who's trained her whole life. She's a star. I mean, I know the training that an opera singer has to go, you know, has to make it big, you know. So this is a huge talent, and it's all wasted because her little girl, who's obviously hysterical. Now this goes back to, you know, remember the Salem witch trial. One of my ancestors was hung in 1692 because little hysterical girls said that she was a witch. And that's exactly what's happened to Greta Thunberg. The witch is global warming, and she's having a nervous breakdown, hysteria, and she's being taken seriously.
I mean, she sounds like an MK Ultra graduate.
Well, it's the same hysteria that the little girls experience, and of course, I'm sure boys can experience the same thing. But anyway, we will tomorrow. Meet up in the Trump Clubhouse with us again tomorrow, folks. We'll have the text of the Trump call with the Ukrainian president. I can't wait. See you tomorrow night, folks. So long.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.